Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan summarizes his proposed 2014 budget this way.
The proposed budget that we're putting forth is less than the previous year, which doesn't happen in government very often. It's about $4.6 million less than the 2013 budget.
The proposed budget is $470,799,885, which is $4,550,402 lower than last year's. Sullivan says this will mean a drop in property taxes. He says there are several reasons the administration can make these reductions.
Some of the efficiency measures that we've put into place are yielding results. We've got some areas where revenues are up a little bit. And last year, we also had some one-time expenditures, which we won't be recurring in 2014.
Sullivan asked departments to identify savings and efficiencies of about 1% of their budget as a way to cut costs. Ongoing union negotiations could also help reduce spending, he says, referring to the controversial labor law, also known as AO 37.
There's always folks who would like to add spending for their special projects. There's always folks that think you're spending too much. It's the Assembly who sets the budget. The ball then kind of goes into their court here.
Whether repealing the labor law appears on the ballot awaits a court decision. Sullivan says the city also plans to reduce pension contributions this year as a way to cut costs. Funds for city workers are performing better than expected, he says, so the budget proposes reducing the city's contribution from $10 million last year to $8.8 million in 2014. Chief Financial Officer Lucinda Mahoney says the administration also plans to save money by passing the cost of programs they've been subsidizing onto the public. Ambulance rides would increase by about $300 under the proposed budget.
The goal of the municipality is to align the costs of programs with the users. And so, for example, not everybody uses an ambulance, but for those who do use the ambulance, we're just seeking to have them pay a larger share of the overall cost.
Bus fares would also go up under the proposed budget. Adult fares would go from $1.75 to $2. Senior fares would double from 50 cents to $1. Anchor Rides, a ride service for seniors and others with disabilities that can't take regular public buses, would see a fare increase too, 50 cents from $3 to $3.50. And all passes would also go up. Mahoney explains that it's not just revenue increases and cost reductions that would drive property taxes down.
The reason why an individual homeowner, for example, would experience a property tax reduction is because the base of property taxpayers is expected to go up, and this is due to the new construction that we are seeing here in the city of Anchorage in 2013. We expect new construction of about $200 million, commercial construction, mostly.
The owner of a $300,000 home would see a reduction of around $9. Mayor Sullivan says he expects the budget to pass with a few revisions.
There's always folks who would like to add spending for their special projects. There's always folks that think you're spending too much. It's the Assembly who sets the budget. The ball then kind of goes into their court here.
Budget work sessions are scheduled for the next two Fridays, October 11th and 18th, at City Hall. The Assembly is required to pass a final budget by the new year. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.